Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, you know it's getting bad when a Fox News correspondent who is reporting live from Tel Aviv has to, in an exasperated manner, report that Donald Trump just screamed at Benjamin Netanyahu over the phone because Netanyahu will not stop escalating his war with Lebanon and Hezbollah as Donald Trump is trying to ramp down his war with Iran. They currently have conflicting incentives. I've been saying this on my show for like months now at this point. Benjamin Netanyahu has every incentive to keep this war going because he is a wartime president who will immediately go to jail after he is out of power and is likely to be voted out in the Israeli elections come October. Now, Donald Trump, on the other hand, also is likely going to lose the midterms, but that's because he desperately needs to find an off-ramp for this war. The Israeli population wants this war to continue overall because they view it as a failed war on Netanyahu's behalf, and the American population wants it to end because we also view it as a failed war that we're fighting for Israel. So Donald Trump called Netanyahu and got really pissed at him over the phone, reportedly cussed him out over the phone. Now, some of you may be saying, huh, so he stood up to Netanyahu. But no, this is even more embarrassing and more humiliating if you think about it. We've given Israel over $3 billion. We give them $3 billion every year. And Trump himself has approved tens of billions of dollars of arms sales. We're literally fighting a war on their behalf. And Trump has zero control over our supposed ally. So Trump's entire thing is pretending that he has control. He has control over the situation and he's negotiating at all times. But he has lost control of Benjamin Netanyahu. And now it is incredibly damaging for us on the global stage and for any chances at a deal that can stop the death and destruction. At the same time, before I even play this clip, it's worth pointing out that he's turning the White House into a junkyard. Both his domestic and foreign policy is so bad that the beautiful White House is quite literally a junkyard. On top of that, the Maryland State Police and the National Guard are currently all joining together, pooling resources to protect the White House UFC event tonight. Look at these dudes. I mean, it's not their fault. They're just, you know, they're on duty right now, but they are going to guard the White House UFC event. This is like a lesson in the mismanagement of resources. Resources that are supposed to be going to Americans are going to Israel and a pointless war. Resources that are supposed to be going towards our economy and protecting Americans are going towards a pointless UFC event. It all connects. And it is all connected. Make sure you drop a like on this video. Make sure you subscribe. I want to walk you through the series of events that are taking place after Israel ramped up its strikes against Beirut because they continue to strike Lebanon. And as the United States is lying about a peace deal that we're not even arriving at whatsoever. Pete Hegseth gets fact-checked in this clip right here when he says that Trump has compelled Iran to this deal. Brennan from Face the Nation says, listen, we're not even at the memorandum of understanding. We're going to break all this down. Just know that we've got a brand new debate show dropping on Wednesday. So upcoming on Wednesday, we have a debate show. Make sure you have notifications on and comment debate show if you're excited to see it. Check this out.
So it's been military pressure and strength from President Trump that's compelled Iran to this deal, which will be performance-based when it's signed shortly.
Right, but we're not at that deal yet. We're not even at the memorandum. That's what we're waiting on being signed.
Thank you. They keep saying that the U.S. is getting everything we wanted, but we don't even have a deal. We don't even have the memorandum of understanding yet. We are sort of gliding towards maybe having an understanding that can lead to a memorandum that maybe ends up leading to a deal. And this is why Trump is so pissed at Benjamin Netanyahu. Let me play this clip from Fox News. Again, you know it's bad when Trey Yinks, who's the on-the-ground reporter in Tel Aviv, is explaining how Trump is screaming at Benjamin Netanyahu.
He believes a deal with Iran will be signed in the next 2 to 3 hours. I asked him about the Israeli strikes earlier today against Hezbollah in the Lebanese capital of Beirut. He tells me he spoke on the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, asking him, what the F are you doing? He told the Prime Minister not to conduct additional strikes against Hezbollah so that it doesn't affect this deal from moving forward. Now, the Israelis are bracing for the possibility of incoming Iranian ballistic missile fire, according to the IDF. And President Trump tells Fox News he will ask Iran not to respond with missile fire toward Israel with this deal on the horizon, expected to be signed tonight. All of this taking place amid the backdrop of these latest conversations to get this final agreement across the finish line. The president talked about the strikes in the middle of last week.
Please just think about how much of an incoherent mess this is right now. Donald Trump says that we are nearing a deal with Iran, as Iran is about to respond to Israeli strikes on Lebanon that just happened this morning. So Iran is currently preparing their missiles. It says, breaking, Iran is now moving large amounts of missile launch platforms across the country in preparation for imminent launches at Israel, with flights in western Iran canceled until further notice. I keep thinking back to the UFC fight tonight. So this is all against the backdrop of, as he said, the deal, but also the backdrop of Donald Trump's domestic antics. This is all so despicable. The response to Israel's strikes on Beirut will also be multi-fronted, said Iran. So just think about this. We are seeing a desperate Benjamin Netanyahu striking Beirut, striking Lebanon and Hezbollah, and killing civilians as well, because he's so desperate to cling onto power and continue this war. Pete Hegseth is saying that Donald Trump is showing strength right now, but we are now in a situation where he is begging Benjamin Netanyahu to stop striking, as we have no control over our supposed ally that we give unconditional aid to. Maybe we can condition the aid, maybe stop sending the aid, and then say, until you guys actually respect what we say and human rights, you don't get this aid from us. Let's go back to Pete Hegseth on Face the Nation, just embarrassing himself.
The financial benefits of being able to sell the oil if the blockade ends, as you just indicated. They didn't capitulate. They're negotiating. So how do you reassure allies who are in the region and say they still feel they are at risk? Are you keeping the force posture in place through the 60 days of negotiations and beyond?
Oh, we'll make sure the military option is there. And that's the big difference between this and JCPOA and the way Obama did it. Obama, they begged Iran for a deal, and we bombed Iran and then put in a blockade and then ran ships through and then have restarted when necessary to ensure that they come to the table for a great deal. So our military posture will be whatever it needs to be to ensure they're compelled over this 60 days through the memorandum of understanding.
My jaw literally just dropped when he said that Donald Trump didn't have to beg for a deal when Obama did. Over the past 3 months, Donald Trump has played his hand every single day by very transparently begging for a deal and vacillating between genocide against the Iranian civilization or a humiliating climb down in which we get nothing and we're ready to walk away. He's masking this all in language when he says Iran is begging for a deal, but it's very clearly him. One more time, Iran has Trump at the point of maximum leverage because he has telegraphed in a transparent manner that he is looking for any sort of off-ramp. So what Iran is doing is kind of just playing games with him. My foreign policy advisor told me earlier today that Iran now has Trump in a perpetual like chokehold where they can just play games with him over and over and over, again and again and again. They will try to push Trump on every little issue, squeezing us for a dozen tiny concessions that all add up to a very unfavorable deal. I do not want to hear Pete Hegseth invoke Obama's name when Obama spent 3 years very delicately coming to a solid deal. Maybe it wasn't perfect. It's kind of just inherent in negotiations that neither side gets everything they want. But it was a good deal that helped both countries, you know, stay peaceful. Iran was not going to enrich their uranium past a certain degree. Now, Iran is pushing every little bit. The latest, of course, is they're pushing Israel to evacuate Lebanon as a part of the deal, which Israel obviously should. They are pushing more on the Kurds to remove sanctions. They're pushing for more technology. They're likely going to start pushing on seized assets, tolling, shipping lanes, the rights to those shipping lanes, prisoners, PMFs in Iraq, the Houthis, various Iranian proxies worldwide will be negotiated as a part of this because they are trying to squeeze every little thing out of a weak Donald Trump. To continue right here, we just learned breaking. Iran's supreme leader, special advisor, says the order has been issued and 0 hour has arrived for Israel, with missile launchers being prepared right now as I make this video. I don't know how we can live in a world where Trump says we're 2 to 3 hours away from a deal, where simultaneously Iran, Lebanon, and Israel are all continuing to escalate in the region while the Strait of Hormuz is entirely closed. In this clip, Pete Hegseth says, "We've controlled the Strait of Hormuz the entire time," and Margaret Brennan fact-checks him.
By the way, I think your viewers need to remember, Project Freedom never stopped, and we've run 125 million barrels of oil through the straits, and Iran couldn't do anything about it. Yeah. How many ships from Iran have transited our blockade? Zero. Zero. We have controlled the straits this entire time.
Right,
this
you're going to negotiate with them to
immediately and
to
gradually
reopen it. So
she's right. They are currently negotiating with Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz while claiming that the Strait of Hormuz is currently opening or open right now. Midas Touch points out, the Middle East is on edge tonight. Here's what happened in the last few hours. Israel launched new strikes on Beirut earlier today, as we reported. Trump called Netanyahu and reportedly said, "What the F are you doing?" which we reported. Trump then responded on Truth Social and said, "This should not have happened. We are very close to a deal that will bring peace to the region. We'll get there in one moment. Let's not blow it," calling on all sides to stand down. Iran's Supreme National Security Council responded and said the response is forthcoming. An Israeli official accused Trump of normalizing fire at Israel. Oh my lord. Officials say Trump demanded Netanyahu halt fire in Lebanon and begin a withdrawal, according to Ynet. Netanyahu rejected both demands. The U.S. offered Iran economic benefits in exchange for restraints. Iran rejected the offer and said a response is coming soon. Iran has now canceled all flights in the western part of the country in light of the current situation, and it continues and continues to escalate. In this clip right here, Pete Hegseth gets a little bit testy with Margaret Brennan.
It's an important point for those who are members of the U.S. military to understand whether you are saying ground troops would be involved in cleaning up nuclear dust.
That you're saying that. You're trying to put words
no,
in my mouth to create a headline. What I'm saying is we have plans. No, we have plans for everything. And should the president need a compel option, we have compel options and many different types of compel options. But right now we've set the conditions for 60 days to ensure that that material mm-hmm. is downblended, destroyed, or removed. Whatever the president decides is in the best interest of the United States of America. And yeah. the War Department is there.
I've pointed this out so many times in my debates and on CNN, but we are quite literally not any closer to having a denuclearized Iran if that's their actual goal. The enriched uranium that they're worried about is currently buried under rubble. They have spread scientists across the country so they can't be bombed in one go. And the scientists have uploaded all of the facility blueprints to the cloud so they can just rebuild these facilities whenever they need. Rebuilding something is easier than building it for the first time. So it's not like Iran is in like an amazing position. Yeah, we did hurt them. They are actively being hurt. But the question is, who can last longer? The Iranian economy or the global economy? And right now, it seems like the Iranian economy can potentially even outlast Benjamin Netanyahu's tenure, his term. He is going to be likely voted out in October, and it's because the Israelis view this as a failed war. He came to power with the name Mr. Iran. You can look it up. Benjamin Netanyahu's political title used to just be Mr. Iran because his entire political career was pointed towards taking out the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and defanging the regime. He finally found a president of the United States stupid enough to go along with him, and they effing blew it. They blew it entirely. And now Pete Hegseth has to go embarrass himself on the news and act like this is going well in any way possible.
I mean, they invited our military in because they have a foreign terrorist organization on their soil in Trende, Aragua, the founder and leader, and we were able to identify where he was and kill him, just like we would kill Al-Qaeda or ISIS, and we did in the Middle East. We treat these foreign terrorist organizations the same way, just like we do with drug boats when we identify they're run by those FTOs. So that was a great development. I mean, think about that. President Trump had the foresight to seize Maduro, change the relationship. We have a totally different energy dynamic around the world. By the way energy flows today, the straits will be nowhere near as relevant 1 to 2 years from now because of the foresight of President Trump. He's made us energy independent at home. We're a net exporter. Now Venezuela, through our partnerships, now we're killing foreign terrorist leaders who have terrorized the American people. The amount of drugs and gangs that came from
energy
the United States of America.
Prices are pretty high right
deal.
Now.
It's a huge deal.
So I don't know that the independence
they're
is helping
down
people
and you've
at the
seen
pump.
they are.
Why is he laughing like that? What an absolute maniac. Did you guys hear that laugh at the end?
They are.
I mean, energy prices are not coming down. They've been saying this for about 3 months now. I urge everybody watching this video to not be gaslighted by this administration. Sometimes it's weird because it feels like we turn on the news and the same pundits, the same commentators, and the same politicians tell the same lies week after week after week. Oh, this war is winding down. We are close to a deal. Iran is losing and energy prices are right about to drop, but it's worth it for long-term gain. And week after week after week, we see that that's all false. Iran is still about to strike Israel. They're not completely on their knees. Energy prices are still high. The war is not over. The deal is nowhere close to where we thought it would be. And Pete Hegseth is smiling creepily on Face the Nation. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos and you're ready for the debate show, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.